I was reminded this week, and you've probably all seen them as you've driven down the road. You've seen in the back window of a truck or car the little circle that might only say like 26.2 or 14.5. Or for a long time, I really didn't have any idea what that meant until I asked somebody, you know, and they said, "Well, we ran a marathon, and that was the little sticker you can get, you know." And I wondered if you could actually just get the sticker without running the marathon. You know, I mean, I'm sure Amazon you can buy it. You know, mine would say more like 60 feet. You know, that was how far it was from home to first base. And then the last few times I tried that, I pulled a hamstring. So we don't even do that anymore. So, but I was thinking also about coming up this summer, and it happens every year. It's the Tour de France. Now, this is a grueling 3-week, and it took some look up some things here. 3-week, 2,200-mile race, bike race. And it's not just simply a challenge of distance that makes it grueling or hard. It's the mountains that make it extremely difficult as well. And someone had put it that the ascents that you have to make, it's like during the race, it would be like climbing Mount Everest. You know, that is as far as the terrain or the distance in elevation, and that. And the last day of that race, of people from all over the world, it's a sprint to the finish line. There, and the champions is you know, the champion as he crosses the finish line there in Paris. Thousands line the way, all along the way, cheering on those who are in the race. Many start, but not all finish that race. Some cross the finish line with bumps and bruises, where maybe they fallen off their bike during a way in a crash or whatever, and there's evidence of what their bodies had went through to get to that point. And endurance is not about the start, but it's hanging on to the end and never giving up, no matter what the cost. If that's true of the Tour de France, if it's true of a marathon, let's say, it's also true of the Christian life. And it's, the writer of Hebrews gives us a good image here in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to be looking at verses 1 through 3 here. Very familiar passages to us, but keeping this in mind about the endurance until the end. "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with the patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind." Jesus didn't lose sight of the finish line. Even his last words upon the cross would be that it is finished. No matter the shame, humiliation that was trying to be inflicted upon him by the Romans, it was still something that he had to endure, something that he wanted to do. He did not take his eyes off the end. And just as we said that endurance is not about beginning, it's about finishing. The Christian life and this meal that we partake of now, is that about remembrance? It's that about the endurance that he had. And the thought here is, I guess, is that we're to, like the writer of Hebrews here tells us, to keep our eyes on Jesus. I'm sure anybody who has a long race or a long bike ride, they're looking towards the end. They're not looking at the next mile marker. They're looking at the end to keep that endurance up. And this is kind of like coming around the Lord's table here and remembering his sacrifice is like getting a shot of adrenaline for the week, if it were. To remember that he endured that for you and I, and if he finished, so can we. Don't fall short of the finish line in our life. Keep on until the end. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for these visual pictures that we have in our mind, but then also this picture of the cross that is before us, that we can look back towards it and then also to look ahead to that finish line that you've set before us, that you've went to prepare a place for us. We're so thankful for your son's endurance, that he didn't fall short of your plan, your instructions given unto him, and that he endured all this for you and I, and he saw it through to the end. And that gives us the possibility as well to know that we too can cross the finish line to see you, and we're so thankful. Unlike that of the marathon or the Tour de France, where there might only be one winner, this race that we have is for all of us to finish. And we'll all be winners because of you. And we're just so thankful for that. We're so thankful for this example. And as we remember that this day, it just keeps pressing us on to be a good steward of yours. For your son's name we pray.